Our focus scripture this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 9 through 14. It is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. God's word for God's people.
A rookie police officer was assigned to ride in a cruiser with a more experienced officer, of course. And then a call came over the car's radio telling them to disperse some people who were in town, and they were loitering on a street, and the crowd was getting larger and larger, and so they called, please, to go over and disperse that crowd. So they went and they turned on the street, and they immediately observed a small crowd standing on one corner. The rookie rolled down his window as they came up to the stop at that corner, and he yelled at them, all right, let's get off the corner. No one moved. So he barked again, let's get off the corner. Again, the crowd of people just looked at him but did not move. So the rookie threw open the door, ran into the middle of the crowd, pulled out his gun and said, all right, I want every single one of you to leave. Everybody left. And so there was that rookie standing on the corner, very proud of himself. Put his gun back in his holster. Got back in the car. Turned to the older officer and said, so, how did I do? Pretty good, replied the veteran, considering this was a bus stop. The rookie. Yes, remember you being new at something? Well, like this rookie, has a lot to learn to be an outstanding police officer. But let's face it, he was the only one outstanding on the corner at the end. I invite you to open up a Bible to today's story from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. It's a parable of two outstanding men, a Pharisee and a tax collector. Both are in the temple to pray. Let's pick up their story in verses 11 and 12. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get. The Pharisee was outstanding in living a life of disciplined righteousness. He was in the temple standing alone, which would have been the typical posture for anyone praying in the temple, as opposed to us when we sit and pray, they would stand and pray. He was being true to the things that he had been taught since childhood. Yes, the Pharisee, a religious leader, is an outstanding prayer. But he's also outstanding in his egotism. Look at all the times he says, I. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. The Pharisee is in the temple, but really he's not in the temple to pray. No, he's not there to pray to God. He's there to give God his religious resume. Yes, he was a disciplined person. Yes, he paid his fair share in the offering plate. Matter of fact, he is probably the sort of person that most churches would love to have on their rolls and on their boards. At least, that's what he looks like on the surface. But underneath, the Pharisee is self-possessed. Underneath, he's selfish. Underneath, he's judgmental. So do you think God's impressed with someone who's self-possessed and judgmental? Oh, but he gives a tenth, as it says. He's following the law, the prescribed law, probably as he was raised. But is God impressed with him? Yes, the Pharisee thinks he's an outstanding man. And if he keeps it up, he'll be left standing outside of heaven. For I don't think God was impressed with him. I don't know about you. But then we also have a tax collector to compare the Pharisee to. And come on. Well, as we'll see, he's the tax collector. Because verse 13 points out, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Tax collectors, they were notorious for being traitors. They were notorious for extorting money from people. Morally, this man had probably made a mess of his life. He was standing in the temple, but he'd be doing it a ways off. How can you compare someone like this with the Pharisee who's following all the right ritual? Well, the tax collector standing a ways off, but he's still visible because, as the Pharisee said, thank you, God, that I'm not even like this tax collector. Yes, he was standing off so that others would not gaze on his sinful self, and so he would not be overcome with shame. So which one of these two would you say was pleasing to God? On the surface, we would say the Pharisee, not the tax collector. Like I said, they were mostly despised because they would rip people off. Well, let's see who Jesus says, as we have from verse 14. I tell you, this man, the tax collector, rather than the other, the Pharisee, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus is saying the tax collector was justified. Another phrase, was pleasing before God. Why the tax collector? Because the thing that separated them from one another was their attitudes. The Pharisee has the attitude of self-pride. Once again, he's praying his resume. The tax collector has an attitude of humility. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, he says. The tax collector admits that he is a sinner, which each of us are, even the Pharisees, a sinner. And he realizes that God accepts us no matter for our actions. That tax collector realizes God accepts us no matter for our good deeds, nor our piety, nor any amount of horn tooting for ourselves. God accepts each one of us as we are, and God works with us as we are. So whereas the tax collector said, look how good I am, God, pretty much saying, you don't need to do anything with me. The tax collector says, God, I'm a sinner. Help me. Which one's going to listen to God? You know, God accepts each one of us as we are and works with you as you are. Because it's, as I always say, and this is an original from Roger, it's in other places as well, the church is not a museum of saints. The church is to be a hospital for sinners. Take it in today's readings form, the church is not a museum of Pharisees like this one. The church is to be a hospital for tax collectors like this one. which do you see yourself as? A saint or a sinner? You know, the question that each of us needs to ask is not, am I better than that person? Am I better than others? The question is not even, am I as good as others? The question is, am I being the person God made me to be? I'm reminded with this about the story about the woman who was met by an angel at the gates of heaven and was told that she needed 100,000 points to get into heaven. The angel inquired if the woman had earned enough points to get in, and the woman says, what points? And the angel said, you need these points to get in. Well, she said, well, I went to church. And the angel said, good, good, that's 100 points. She said, but I pretty much went every Sunday. Okay, said the angel, we'll give you credit for that. So being 80 years old, we're going to figure maybe 50 times a year, there were a couple days maybe you missed. And she said, yeah, yeah. Okay, 4,000 points, only 96,000 points to go. Oh, the woman says, well, I was the head of the United Methodist Women. Well, now it was United Methodist Women. They just changed it to United Women in Faith at the Methodist Church I belong to. Oh, that's wonderful, he said. That's great. That'll be an extra 100 points. Okay, said the woman. I gave offerings. You know, I gave of my offerings both to the church and to, like we have here, monthly missions. And I helped out others in working with that. Oh, that's great, he said. Yeah, we have a total of that right here on this register. And that'll give you another 1,000 points. You're getting up there. Only 94,000, about 200 points. Just we'll give you only 90,000 points to go. And the woman just said, what? I'm never going to make the number of points to get into heaven. It's only by the love and grace of God that I'm going to be able to make it. Exactly, said the angel, as the gates were opened wide. At first, the woman was looking at herself, the self-pride. At the end, she had humility. Welcome. It is only by God's love and grace that any of us deserve what we have even here on earth. And it is only by God's love and grace that you get into heaven. For as the final part of verse 14 says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And he or she who humbles themselves will be exalted. When you realize this, you will be outstanding. You will be who God has created you to be. But oftentimes it takes us to be humbled. The young police officer finally found out what it was like to be a police officer after he was humbled in our opening story. The woman in heaven finally found out what it was to be humbled. And we found this out by the tax collector after Jesus explained, he who humbles himself will be exalted. When have you been humbled in your life? When I think back, I think of those times, I guess, cut down a little bit. That helps you to be who God created you to be. Helps you to reevaluate where God is calling you at that moment. For are you more like the Pharisee? Well, at times we are. Giving our religious resumes, how we're better than that. And then there's times, oh no, I can't do that. But God says, yes, you can. I've blessed you and given you the abilities for it. This week, what is a specific way you can focus on cultivating a spirit of humility, accepting others that are different, accepting others that you maybe sit here and go, no, I'm not going to mess around with that. In other words, move yourself from Pharisee more to being humble like the tax collector. And in doing so, what's a specific way to be more who God has made you to be? Work on that. God's there to help you. Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. As we bow our heads in prayer, I invite you to silently pray these words of the tax collector. So let each of us silently pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Each of us is a sinner, and we have been assured that when we earnestly repent of our sins, God forgives us. So I invite you to silently pray for God to forgive you for a sin that you now lift up to God in a silent prayer. Yes, sometimes we are more like the Pharisee, and our pride takes over. And let's face it, you lean on your own accomplishments in trying to deal with a situation you are facing instead of being humble and admitting you need help. God will provide that help, so I invite you to humble yourself and ask for God's help with the situation you are dealing with today. And God, may we be open to how you work through us through the Holy Spirit and through others that you have brought into our lives. Each of us know others who are full of pride as well and think that they can get over a situation with God's help. Yet, you know they need to be made more humble. And God is calling on you to help them and show them how God is there to help them. They don't just have to lean on themselves. So I invite you to pray for someone you know who need God's help today. And Lord, in addition to those we lifted up silently, we pray for all who are dealing with the death of a loved one. We pray for those who need your healing power, whether it be something physically, like recuperating or a chronic condition, whether it be an upcoming procedure, and how you are there to help through others and your spirit, or those dealing with mental health issues and you are there to help them, or those emotionally, or those spiritually looking for help. So often we take our pride and not ask, help us to humble ourselves and to be open to how you are coming into our lives for those. You know, when we humble ourselves, we realize that God is the one who blesses us each and every day. So I invite you to pray a prayer of thanks. Thanks for a blessing from God you are especially conscious of this morning. And Lord, in addition to these silent blessings, we thank you for the blessings that we celebrate on Homecoming Sunday. It may be through high schools and remembering them, college, or for most of us, the school of hard knocks as we learn in life, because we never stop learning. We learn humility in our life. We learn it by living our life as Jesus lived his life, as a humble servant. So I invite you to pray for Jesus to teach you. Teach you that when you exalt yourself, you will be humbled. And when you humble yourself, you will be exalted. All these prayers we lift up in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.